In the internet age, misinformation spreads fast and lies get millions of views. Sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. That's what Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin did last week when he recorded an almost 12-minute long video after the department arrested 33-year-old David James Phillips for driving onto Lake Lure Highway, a road that has been closed to the public since Hurricane Helene. But the sheriff didn't focus as much on the alleged offense as he did on calling out misinformation he says Phillips perpetuated.
If he thinks that I'm speaking in error, what I'll tell him is he can bring his little camera and we'll sit and we'll have a conversation in front of the camera and we'll lay down what's fact, what's fiction. And I think the public would be very interested to see and understand what has actually taken place since Helene.
Phillips started his now-deleted TikTok channel, where he goes by America's Rising, on his drive down from his home state of Connecticut. And one of the most controversial claims from the 33-year-old Phillips was about a barricade meant to keep people off the makeshift road between Batcave and Chimney Rock. Phillips accompanied a group of West Virginia coal miners to build the road, which allowed some access for local residents after Helene destroyed much of Highway 74. The makeshift road was used for emergency access for a little bit of time, but the road was cut across private property in an area where the state has no easements, according to Griffin. The property owners were upset and called the North Carolina Attorney General's office, and state officials responded by closing off the road. Phillips, with no evidence, made a claim that FEMA paid thousands of dollars for a gate and armed security on the road.
They're alleging that I took a chainsaw to this gate that FEMA advanced $288,000 to install with armed security and everything.
Griffin addressed that false claim by explaining that FEMA had nothing to do with the decision to block off the road.
Has absolutely nothing to do with FEMA. This all came through the state, and it's because private property owners still have rights. These rights weren't suspended just because Hurricane Helene came through.
Phillips' court date is set for January 2nd of 2025. For BPR News, yo soy José Sandoval.